Turn your Bibles to Genesis 32, please.
翻到创世纪三十二章。
Genesis 32.
创世纪三十二章。
It's always wonderful to be back here at Dumbo.
非常高兴能够再次回到 Dumbo。
Our first time in this gathering here was December, Christmas time, 1989.
我第一次在这里聚会是1989年的12月份，是圣诞节的时候。
Verse 24.
24节，创三十二章。
I want to read this little story of Jacob wrestling with God or with an angel.
这里是雅各和神摔跤的故事。
Verse 24, then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until day break. And when he saw that he had not prevailed against him,He touched the socket of his thigh, so that the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, Let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But he said, This is Jacob, but Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him,What is your name?
二十四节，只是雅各一人，有一个人来和他交，直到黎明。那人见胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说：“天黎明了，容我去吧。”雅各说：“你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。”那人说：“你名叫什么？”
Verse 27 again. So he said to him, What is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with man and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him and said, Please tell me your name.But he said, Why is it that you ask my name? And he blessed him there.
二十七节，那人说，你名叫什么？他说，我名叫雅各。那人说，你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与效力都得了胜。雅各问他说，请将你的名告诉我。那人说，何必问我的名？于是在那里给雅各祝福。
So Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved.
雅各便给那地方起名叫皮努以勒，就是神之面的意思，意思说我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。
Now the sun rose upon him just as he crossed over Peniel.
日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过皮努以勒。
And I should have finished that. And he was limping on his thigh.
他的大腿就瘸了。
And then one other verse in Luke. Gospel by Luke.
路加福音。路加福音
Gospel by Luke
路加福音
Chapter 10
第十章
Verse 21
第二十一节
Luke 10:21 At that very time Jesus rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit And he said, I praise thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou didst hide these things from the wise and intelligent and didst reveal them to babes.
正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。”
It's a wonderful statement.
That
is, the Lord has given us His heart to those who are babes.
这是何等美妙的事情！主耶稣向婴孩就显明出来。
We have a number of babies here this morning.
今天早上有好多婴孩。
I think they're in the nursery right now. They're not in here.
他们都在育婴室里面，他们不在这里。
And one thing that we know of a babe, it is very dependent.
有一件事情我们知道关于婴孩，就是他们非常的依靠。
It is dependent on its mother and father for everything.
他需要他的父母。在一切的事情上。
And because of that dependence, the parent is able to give that baby exactly what it needs to grow up.
因着这样的依靠，父母可以把他所需要的东西可以给他，使他成长。
We know that when a baby is not eating, it is ill. If it remains in that state, eventually it would die.
如果小孩子不吃饭的话，他会死去。
Verse that we just read, God reveals Himself to babes.
但是这里我们刚刚讲的说，神向婴孩显明。
Not the intelligent and the wise, those who think they know everything about spiritual things.
不是像聪明通达，而是那些觉得说他们知道所有属灵事情的人。
Every time we open this word, it's a wonderful exercise to just for a moment say, I am a babe.
当我每次打开圣经的时候，这是一个非常好的练习，就是我们说我们自己是个婴孩。
I need the milk and the meat of the word.
我需要从这里面吸取奶和食物和肉。
I have no answers for life.
我对生命是没有答案的。
Whether it's marriage, whether it's raising children, whether it's getting along with my boss, I have no answers.
是婚姻是。抚养小孩还是跟我的老板，我都是没有答案的。
In fact, in flesh, I am a prideful, envious, covetous, and wrath person.
在我的生命里面，我愤怒的、嫉妒的、骄傲的人。
I have a temper.
我有一个脾气。
This is not heavenly. This is not spiritual.
这不是属天的，也不是属灵的。
But the Lord says, I have.Given myself to those who are babes.
但是主说，我把我自己给了那些婴孩。
That last song we sang, or one of the songs we sang recent today, was that He has put God in our heart.
今天早上我们唱了一首歌，是神在我们的心里面。
The God of the universe put in our heart.
在这个宇宙的神在我们心里的时候。
This morning we want to talk about.What it is, the basic pillar negative that prevents us from being heavenly people.
但今天早上所要讲的是一个最的是什么拦阻我们不能够成为属天的子民。
Before we do that, let's come as babes, ask the Lord to feed us.
今天早上让我们到神面前像个婴孩一样，让神来喂养我们。
It's something that we all.Have to do in our own heart.
这是一件我们必须在我们的心自己的心里面做的事情。
In the spiritual world, we never get to a point where we don't have to come as a babe.
在属灵的世界里面，我们不会到了一个点，我们再也不会是婴孩。
The reason I'm emphasizing this because it's such a critical point.
我这样子强调这件事情，是因为这件事情非常的重要。
Father, once again, we come as children.
父，我们来到你的面前，像孩子一样。
We know that it's only with a child's dependent heart that we can even enter the kingdom.
我们知道我们只有靠着孩子的依靠的心我们才能够进入天国。
We will never up without being in that humble state to receive.
我们不会如果我们不能够存着一个谦卑的心。
So we just empty our thoughts and our plans and our ideas and allow the Holy Spirit to come in.
我们把我们的思想我们的计划我们的主意都放弃让圣灵来进来。
So that you can fill us.
你可以来充满我们。
We can be filled with God.
我们可以让神来充满我们。
Open our eyes.
把我们的眼睛打开。
Give your spirit for speaking, for translating, for hearing.
用你的圣灵来充满听的、讲的、翻的和听的。
We're waiting, Father.
我们等待你父。
Reveal yourself to us.
把你自己向我们启示。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.We awake spiritual things in our life by truly knowing ourselves.
在我们属灵的里面，我们能够苏醒，是借着完全认识我们自己。
Even Socrates, with a fallen mind, had figured this out when he said, "Know thyself."
因为甚至苏格拉底都知道这件事情，他说要知道你自己。
We're not incapable of truly knowing ourselves because of our fallen state.
因着我们堕落的天性，所以我们不能够真正的认识我们自己。
It's the word of God that divides the soul and the spirit.
是神的话把我们的灵和思想来分开。
Divides dark from light.
是把我们的骨和节来分开。
Divides heavenly from the earthly.
把天和地来分开。
It is.Thy word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
是神的话是我们脚前的灯路上的光。
Otherwise we do walk in darkness.
否则的话我们的确是在黑暗里行走。
And through this light, Jesus says, I am the light of the world that we know ourselves.
是借着这个光是主耶稣说我是世界的光借着这个光我们来认识我们自己。
And this morning we want to just spend some time on that thought, knowing ourselves.
今天早上我们就在这个思想上认识我们自己 来花时间。
If we know ourselves, then we can go to the answer.
如果我们知道我们自己我们或许有答案。
See, one of the problems that we all have is that we think,We know.
有一件事情我们都有个问题就是我们觉得我们知道。
We have all the answers ourselves.
我们对所有我们所有有所有的答案。
We often think we're the only person in the world until we get married.
在我们结婚之前我们觉得说我们这世界上唯一的一个人。
And we find out that there is another person that is in our life and they look at things completely different than we do.
然后我们发现有一个人所想的完全的不一样。
We give all kinds of advice as far as raising children until we have our own child.
我们有孩子之前，我们从那里从别人那里得到很多的建议。
And we are traumatized often the day of the birth.
在我孩子生下来之孩子生下来那一刻，我们会有很多的 traumatized.
We are traumatized.
我们有很多很大的创伤在孩子生下的那一刻。
Sorry for giving such a big word. I couldn't think of another one. Even getting a baby to suck often causes great stress with the mother.
甚至一个母亲让孩子能喝奶，甚至是一个很大的压力。
And God uses all of these roadblocks, as it were.In our life, to get us to be dependent.
神借着这些所有的障碍，让我们来学习怎样来依靠。
Show us that we do not have the answer.
来让显明我们没有答案。
Show us our true condition.
来显明我们真实的光景。
That we are people of sin.
我们是一群罪人。
Every person in this auditorium right now. Know something about what it means to have a temper. To have a temper, to lose, what's the word, Daniel? It's humbling to know that we cannot control our temper. We try. But we find out that we, by nature, are people of anger. And the Lord has to reveal this to us. We're quick to see it in the other person, our spouse.
我们是这样子容易犯罪，而我们的另一方，我们的配偶。
But there's a veil over us that causes us to ignore our true self.
那有一个障碍，使我们不能够看见我们自己。
Let's look at the Job 42.
我们来看。 约伯记47章
We're going to go through just a few examples. Job 42.
42章
First verse.
42章第一
God has just been speaking to Job.
神刚刚跟约伯话
And Job got smaller and smaller.
约伯就变得越来越小
Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do all things, and that no purpose of thine can be thwarted.
约伯回答耶和华说, 我知道你万事都能做, 你的旨意不能拦阻。
Verse 3.
第三节,
Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have declared that which I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know.
谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢? 我所说的是我不明白的, 这些事太奇妙,是我不知道的。
Hear now, and I will speak. I will ask thee, and do thou instruct me.
求你听我, 我要说, 我问你, 求你指示我。
I have heard thee, by the hearing of ear. But now my eye sees thee. Therefore I retract. In another translation, therefore I abhor myself, I repent in dust and ashes.
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你， 因此我厌恶自己， 在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Throughout the 41 previous chapters, Job, it's revealed to Job who he really is.
在前面的41章里面显明了约伯是一个什么样子的人。
He had fear.
他有害怕。
Because of his wealth and his status, there was a self-righteousness.
因着他的富有，因着他的地位，他有一个自义。
And through the pressure of life, it was revealed to him who he really was.
借着这些压力显明了他到底是谁。
And that statement, I abhor myself.
所以他就说我厌恶我自己。
Job began to know who he really was.
约伯开始知道他自己是谁。
And we will see in a moment the result of that.
所以我们就看到这个结果是什么。
We just read about Jacob.
我们刚刚读过雅各。
And God finally said to him as he was that angel was wrestling with him, What is your name?
那个刚刚跟他摔过跤的天使问他说你名叫什么?
And what was his answer?
他说什么呢?
Jacob.
雅各。
Now he always knew his name was Jacob.
他知道他的名字是雅各。
But at that moment there was a flash of light and he knew the meaning of his name, and he knew He was that man.
在那一刻有一个启示，突然知道那个名字的意思，他也知道他就是那个人。
Jacob means supplanter.
雅各意思就是他要通过取代别人。
He was a cheat.
他欺骗。
His name in the Hebrew means heel. He was always sort of stepping on people.
在希伯来文里面，意思就是脚后跟，就是他总是踩在别人上面。
Putting them down.
把他们放在下面。
By the sole of his foot.
用他的脚后跟。
Getting the best of people.
从别人那里得好处。
He started young with his own brother.
他从他的哥哥那里开始。
And then God dealt with him for over 100 years.
神对付他一百年。
And finally God says, in wrestling with him, what is your name?
最后神跟他摔跤说你名叫什么。
And he knew.
他就知道。
And there was a repentant heart when he says, I am Jacob.
那有一个悔改的心，就是他的说我名叫雅各。
And this was the name of greatness in Jacob.
这就是雅各在他里面一个
When he wrestled with God that night, it was a crisis in his life.
在他跟神摔跤的时候，那是他生命的一个转机点。
And he came out knowing his name.
他就知道他的名字是什么意思。
Have you ever thought of yourself as being a sinner?
你想过你自己是一个罪人吗？
When Paul said that he was the chief of sinners, he was saying it late in his life.This was not the beginning of his life.
当保罗说他是罪人中的罪魁的时候，那是在生命的后面，而不是在一开始的时候。
He had come to that place where he admitted exactly who he was.
他到了一个点，知道他自己是谁。
No longer blaming other family members.
不再指责家里其他的成员。
Parents.
父母。
The boss.
老板。
The weather.
天气。
The president.
总统。
No, it's me.
是我自己。
Have you ever come to that place when you recognize there's only one problem in your life and it's you?
你有没有来到这一点，知道说呢，只有一个问题，那个问题就是你自己。
It's the secret of going on with God.
这就是跟神继续的一个秘诀。
When we get to Revelation 4 or 5 times, it says we are as believers.To reign with Christ in the kingdom.
在启示录里面说到说我们和神在天国里面掌权。
How is that going to happen if we don't have the nature and character of the Lord Jesus?
这怎么可能发生呢？如果我们没有主耶稣的性情。
It's not going to happen.
是不可能发生的。
But the good news is everyone in this room who has believed on the Lord Jesus Christ.Has the potential, and it's God's will to rule and reign with Him for 1,000 years.
但是在这个屋里，所有的人相信主人都有这个可能，就是和主耶稣掌管，做王掌权一千年。
But it's not going to happen because I'm standing up here and preaching. That's not what's going to cause it to happen.
但是因着我在这里讲道，就是不可能发生的。
Or you might teach a class.Or you might never miss a Sunday. That is not what's going to cause you to be able to rule and reign with Christ.
即使你讲课，即使你从来不错过星期天，你也不可能和主耶稣做王掌权一千年。
Only through a changed heart.
只是借着一个改变的心。
And that's the only reason you had a birthday this year.
这是你有一个生日的唯一的一个原因。
God gives birthdays, and they're wonderful.Birthdays are time.
生日神给生日是非常好的事情。生日是一个时间。
Time to grow.
这个时间是成长的时间。
Time to learn our real name.
时间来让我们认识我们自己。
What name is mentioned in any other name in the Bible?
哪一个圣经里提到的最多？
Jacob.
雅各。
What do you think the reason for that is?
你觉得原因是什么呢？
Because we're all Jacobs.
因为我们都是雅各。
And God wants to change us to being His prince, His princess.
但是神要改变我们，让我们成为他的心腹。
Turn to 2 Samuel 12.
我们来看 撒母耳记下
Second Samuel 12
十二章
Verse 7
第七节
David has been responsible for killing a man. He's responsible for committing adultery.
大卫那个时候犯了奸淫。
And in verse 7,
第七节
the prophet comes to David and says, "You are the man."
先知拿单对大卫说：“你就是那人。”
He used that beautiful story, those six verses prior to that, to show David who he really was.
前面的六节借着一个故事，向大卫显示你真的是谁。
When the prophet comes to David and explains this story, David wants to kill the man.
当拿单跟大卫解释那个故事的时候，大卫想要杀了那个人。
Who would do such an unfair thing?
谁会做这样一个不公平的事情呢？
Such a ruthless thing.
像这样一个这样一个没有怜悯的事情呢？
Where is this worthless man? Let's get rid of him.
这个没有这个无理的人是谁呢？我们要把他除掉。
Prophet Nathan said, "You are the man."
但是拿单说你就是那人。
Verse 13.Then David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord."
十三节，大卫对拿单说：“得罪耶和华了。”
He didn't say Bathsheba.
就没有说别是吧。
He didn't blame the soldiers who were responsible for the Bathsheba's husband's death.
他没有责备那些战士把乌利亚杀死的那些战士。
Uriah the Hittite, he didn't blame Uriah.
他没有责备乌利亚
Of course, he couldn't blame Uriah, but he could blame Joab.
他可以甚至责备约押那个元帅约押。
Uriah was dead, so he couldn't blame him, of course.
乌利亚已经死，他不能再责备他。
Sorry to confuse you with that.But what happened?
但是发生什么了呢？
What changed everything?
什么事情发生转变了一切呢？
I What does it say there?
十三
I have sinned against the Lord.
十三节，大卫对拿单说：“我得罪耶和华了。”
I want to suggest something that this become something familiar to our vocabulary.
让我来建议一件事情。每一次当我们讲到一些跟我们的词汇熟悉的事情
，It sounds negative.
听起来很消极。
But it's the way to life.
但是就是事情就是这样。
The reason I wanted us to sing that song this morning because it carries this theme through it.It's through the admission of sin, not blame, sin, that we grow up in Christ.
今天早上当我愿意唱这个歌，是因为是借着承认我们的罪，而不是借着责备别人，使我们能够在基督里成长。
It is so difficult to admit I am wrong.
这样子的困难，承认说我错了。
When Eve and Adam and Eve and the woman sinned, what was the first thing they did?
当亚当、夏娃犯罪的时候，第一件事情他们做的是什么呢
？Blame one another.
他们就互相的责备。
We learn from that initial incident.
我们借着这第一件的事情。
That in our fallen state, the first thing we'll do is blame.
我们在我们堕落天性里面，我们做的第一件事情就是指责别人。
It's my wife, my husband's fault.
这是我丈夫、我妻子的错。
The reason I am angry, it's because of my children.
我发怒的原因是因为我的孩子。
But the real thing is that it's in us.
但是真正的问题是在我们自己。
It's in our DNA. It's in our very fabric.
是在我们的 DNA 里面，是在我们的血肉里面。
Let's look at what Isaiah's experience was. Isaiah 6.
我们来看看以赛亚所经历的以赛亚第六章，以赛亚书第六章。
Here is this great prophet who has quite a ministry in Isaiah 1, 2, 4, 5.
在以赛亚书一二三四五里面讲到以赛亚的服事。
But in Isaiah 6:1, it says, "In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty, exalted, with the train of His robe filling the temple."
但以赛亚书六章一节里面，当乌西亚王崩的那一年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Verse 4, and the foundations of the threshold trembled at the voice of him who called out while the temple was filling with smoke. Then I said, verse 5, this is Isaiah speaking, woe is me, for I am ruined. Because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
第四节，因呼喊声音，门槛的根基震动，充满了烟云。那时我说，祸灾，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
One of the reasons that we are so negligent in confessing our sin,
有一件事情在我们承认我们自己罪的这件事情上，如果是这样子的无知，
we've not seen the Lord. We've not seen the contrast.
我没有看见神，我没有看见那个对比。
We compare ourselves with one another.
我们和别人来比较。
I'm a foot taller than Jane. I'm bigger than she is.
Brother King 比我高。
And we look at each other's lives. We think we're better than our spouse.
我们看看我们彼此看看对方的生活，我们觉得我们比我们的配偶要好。
But when we see the Lord,
当我们看见主的时候
，as Isaiah did in a new way of life.
当以赛亚看见主的时候，那是一个新的方法，一个新的。眼光
Woe is me. I am ruined. I am a man of unclean lips.
祸灾我灭亡了，我是嘴唇不洁的人。
And if we look at just the word tongue in Proverbs 10, 11, 12, 13, James 3, we see that this is where our true self is revealed.
我们来看一下舌头，在箴言十一章、十二章、十三章，还有雅各书第三章，这是这个舌头发表我们这个人是谁。
We had time, we would just look at just this one member. If we could tame this tongue,
我们如果有时间的话，我们看看我们身体的这一个部分、一个器官，如果我们能够来驯服它的话
，We would live disciplined lives.
我们这个有节制的生活，有管教的生活。
Look at Peter. Luke 5.
Luke 5. 我们看看彼得，路加福音。
Verse 1.
第一节。
I think it's good just to review these stories in context. You can go back and study them. Verse 1. Now it came about that while the multitudes were pressing around Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake. But the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets.
我们来把故事看一下。路加福音第五章，耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。
And he got into one of the boats, was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and he began teaching the multitudes from the boat.
有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，从船上教训众人。
And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch.
讲完了，对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”
And Simon answered and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. But at your bidding, I will let down the nets."
西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”
And when they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish.And their nets began to break. And they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats and they began to sink.
他们下了网就圈住许多鱼网险些裂开便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助他们就来把鱼装满了两只船甚至船要沉下去。
Verse 8, and here's the key.But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
这里是关键。第八节，西门彼得看见，就伏伏在耶稣膝前，说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
For amazement had seized him, and all his commandments,companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Do not fear. From now on, you're catching men.
和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”
Brothers and sisters, have you seen your smallness?
弟兄姊妹，你看见你的渺小了吗
？Peter hadn't. He thought he was the best fisherman on the lake, and he probably was.
彼得没有，他觉得他是地上最好的渔夫，他也的确是。
But through that fishing all night, he caught nothing.
那天晚上他打了一宿的鱼，什么也没有打到。
And then at the Obeying the voice of the Lord, two boats were filled.
听了主的话之后，他就把网撒下去。
He saw the inexhaustible life of the Lord Jesus.
他看到了主耶稣里面不能够穷尽的生命。
But at the same time, he saw himself.
但是在同时，他也看到了自己。
His eyes were open.
他的眼睛被打开。
Has the Lord opened our eyes?
就像主开了我们的眼睛了吗
？Have we really seen that in our flesh?No good thing.
我们真的看见在我们的血肉里面没有良善吗
？Oh, we can be so active in our service and ministry, and think that it's counting for God, but God looks right through to the heart.
我们非常活跃的来服侍，觉得说我们是在服侍神，但是神看到我们的内心。
When God looks down, even right now, He looks for one thing: Does He see Christ?In your heart and my heart.
当神在往下看的时候，他现在正在这样做，他能够在我们里面看见基督吗
？That's how we're measured. That's how we're evaluated. That's how we will be judged.
这就是我们怎样被测量，怎样被评价，怎样被审判。
There is a judgment seat of Christ for believers.
在对相信的人来说，有一个基督的审判台。
And it's going to be very simple.
就非常的简单。
The Lord just looks and says, "Is my life of Christ?"
主看说那里有基督的吗
？When I excel in something and I'm given a reward, who is the glory given to? Is it Christ or myself?
我把荣耀给了谁呢？是给了基督呢，还是给了我自己
？When I speak, am I promoting myself, wanting people to see me?Or the Lord Jesus.
当我讲的时候，是在抬高我自己呢，还是在人家能够看到基督
？Peter was undone at that moment.
彼得那个时候被翻转过来。
But we can learn also a lesson. There were other lessons for Peter to learn.
当然，我们知道有其他的功课要彼得要学习。
We know that later on he is going to deny the Lord.
我们知道以后他会否认主三次。
When we Sin, what is our response?
当我们犯罪，我们的反应是什么呢
I am a sinner.
我是一个罪人。
Not my wife.
不是我的妻子。
The Lord did her.
主来对付他。
I have a big enough taking care of Dale King.
更大的一个任务就是对付我自己。
And when we say I am a sinner, that allows the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
当我们说我们是一个罪人的时候，就允许圣灵来住在我们的里面。
There is power.
那里有能力。
There is indwelling.
那有一个同在。
There is anointing.
那有一个浇灌
The life of Christ flows.
那个基督的生命在我们里面流淌。
Excuse me, sister. There are rivers of living water.
在我们里面有腹中流出活水的江河。
That well of water coming, even our voice.Is kind and gentle in difficult situations.
甚至我们的声音都是温柔的，都是良善的，就是在困难的环境里面。
Luke 15:18.
路加福音十五章第十八节。
All of you know this story.
每个人都知道这个故事。
A crisis happens in the prodigal son's life.
那个浪子的一个故事，一个危机。
Luke 15:18.
路加福音十五章十八节。
The prodigal son says, "I will get up, go to my father, and will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me.'" As one of your hired men.
我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当做一个雇工吧。”
Again, brothers and sisters, our sin is first against God, heaven here. We see that here.
我们的罪首先是得罪了我们的天父，得罪了神。
Yes, he had taken his portion of his father's left. He had broken his father's heart and left.
是的，他拿了分给他的财产，他伤了他父亲的心，他走了。
But repentance, confession, first to the Father.
但是他的悔改，他的那个认罪是对着天上的天父。
When we lose our temper, first of all, Father, forgive me.
当我们发脾气的时候，首先我们要说的是父，赦免我。
If it's been in the presence of our children. We go to the children and we say, "Daddy, Mommy, have sinned."
如果是在孩子的面前犯罪，我们就到孩子的面前说：“父母。”
There's nothing that brings a child into spiritual things quicker than honest parents.
没有一个比诚实的父母能够更让孩子更快的来到属灵的实际的里面。
This is how the children really learn how.To grow up in the Lord.
就是让孩子们能够真正的在主的里面成长。
Through the parents demonstrating forgiveness.
借着父母能够来显明赦免。
Forgiving one another, confession, children learn.
彼此的饶恕、认罪，这孩子就能够学到。
And in Luke 18,
路加福音十八章。
Over a couple pages.Verse 9.
第九节。
And Jesus also told this parable to certain ones who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and viewed others with contempt.
耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设一个比喻说。
Verse 10. Two men went up into the temple to pray.One a Pharisee, the other a tax gatherer.
有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
Verse 11, the Pharisee stood and was praying thus to himself, God, I thank thee that I am like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like tax gatherer.
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不向这个税吏。
I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all that I get.
我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
Listen to verse 13. But the tax gatherer, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner.
那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，看可怜我这个罪人。
Jesus then responds in verse 14, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For one who exalts himself shall be humbled, but he who humbles himself shall be exalted.
十四节，我告诉你们，这个人回家去，比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Here is this hardened tax collector, hated by everyone in the land.
这里有一个税吏，被那里所有的人都恨恶。
Came to that place. I am the sinner.
他来到那个地方说，我是那个罪人。
Have mercy upon me.
看可怜我。
You know, in Lamentation 3, it speaks that the mercy of the Lord is new every morning.
这个主的怜悯每早晨都是新鲜的。
We need that mercy every day.
我们每天都需要那个怜悯。
When we wake up in the morning and we, Lord, you need to go before me.
早上我们醒来的时候，我们跟主走在我的前面。
You need to fill me with your life.
你需要用你的生命来充满我。
So that this old Dale King doesn't rise up.
使我这个旧我不升起来，不起来。
But rather your life in me filled with joy.
使你的生命在我里面使我喜乐。
Filled with peace.
用平安来充满我。
Brothers and sisters, the environment very, very seldom changes.
这个我们的环境很少的改变。
Our brother prayed earlier, we're in the world, and this world presses us down on every side.
这个我们在这个弟兄祷告说，我们在这个世界上，这个世界从各个方面来挤压我们。
It is unfair, it is unjust.
并不公平，也不公义。
More bricks, less straw.
更多的砖，却很少的草。
This is a basic principle of the world.
这是世界的最基本的原则。
They want more out of us.
他们要从我们这里更多。
Who want to give out?
却给的很少。
This is the world.
这就是这个世界。
Greed, cheat, Jacob.
就是贪婪，就是欺骗，就是雅各。
And yet, we can rise above it.
但是我们可以升过这一切，高过这一切。
In Christ.
在基督的里面。
Not of ourselves.
而不是我们自己。
But we have to come in the morning and say, I am incapable.
但是我们早上来到主的面前说我做不到。
I do not have the inner life in myself to go through this day joyfully.
我在我的里面没有那个生命使我经过这一天能够还喜乐地经过这一天。
We often try to change our environment, change our spouse, get a new spouse, a new job.
我们常常想要换一下环境，换一个配偶，换一个工作。
Too much humidity, too much rain, move someplace else.
太多的雨了，我们就换一个地方来住。
Only to find that we took the problem with us.
就发现我们把这个问题带着我们走了。
And so God wants to bring us to that place where we know our name.
神就把我们带到一个地步，我们知道我们的名字。
Who we really are.
我们是谁呢？
Romans 7.
罗马书第七章二十四节。
Romans 7:24. Now this is the apostle Paul.
这是保罗，使徒保罗。
And he is addressing this problem.
他在解决这个问题。
I do what I don't want to do.
我做我不想做的。
I want to be at peace with the brothers around me.
我想跟我周围的弟兄有平安。
But I'm jealous.
但是我嫉妒。
I get frustrated.
我非常的挫败。
And he says there in the 24th verse.
我第七章第。
Paul says, "Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from this power of this death.
24节，我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？That's our flesh.
这就是我们的血肉。
Even our good flesh.
甚至是个好的血肉。
We want to serve in the fellowship so people will notice us.
我想在这个聚会里面来服侍，所以人们可以知道我。
We are to be hidden, a hidden people.
我们是需要成为一个隐藏的人。
Not wanting to be recognized.
而不是说被认识，被知道。
Acknowledge.
被承认。
And when the Lord tests us at this, at work, when we're sort of put aside, something wells up in us. We get mad.
当主来在这件事情来试验我们的时候，在工作里面把我们放到一边，那个时候我们里面就开始有起伏不平。
And God wants to deal with this.
神就要来对付我们。
What is the result? These brothers that we have just looked at, when they, I have sinned.
当这些读到了这些弟兄们说我是一个罪人的时候，他有个什么结果呢
？I abhor myself. Job said.
我厌恶我自己。
What happened?
什么事情会发生呢
？God was able to what do in his life? Give him a double portion.
神就给了他双份。
He began to pray for his friends.
他就为他的朋友祷告。
His friends were about ready to be wiped out.
他的朋友就要被除灭了。
But his prayer ministry was completely changed and strengthened.
但是他这个人改变了，他也得了力量。
And God could give him that double portion.
神给了他双份。
In Jacob's life,
在雅各的生命里面
，What happened?
发生了什么呢
？First of all, he could praise God.
首先他可以赞美神。
He was the prince of God.
他是
a prince of God. Prince.
神的王子。
He became the blessor. He blessed Pharaoh, remember?
成了一个祝福的人，他祝福了法老。
It's one of our functions as believers, is to bless our husband, to bless our wife, our children. Not a thorn in the flesh.
而不是在一个血肉里面的一个刺。
Or to be a blessing at work.
而成为在工作里面的一个祝福。
By walking in same old environment with a smile tomorrow morning.
在同样的工作环境里面，星期一的时候能有一个微笑。
No, Monday morning.
而不是说又是星期一。
Five days until Friday.
五天之后又变成了星期五。
That is the fallen nature.
这是一个堕落的天性。
That's a dismal life.
那是一个非常。
But God wants to fill us with His life.
神要用他的生命来充满我们。
That's the verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes has faith.Trust in Him. He shall give God's life, eternal life. Not something in the future, right now, God's life.
在约翰福音三章十六节的神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人，不至灭亡，反得永生。那个生命是现在的，不是将来的。
Isaiah, from chapter 6 on, becomes the prophet of all prophets.
以赛亚从第六章开始成为先知的先知。
He recognized his name. I am ruin. I'm a man of unclean lips. And God says, "Now I can make a prophet out of you."
以赛亚知道他自己，他说：“我灭亡了，我是嘴唇不洁的人。”那个时候，神说：“这样我可以使你成为一个先知。
”And Isaiah was able to be shown by God the future, like.No other prophet in the Old Testament.
神可以向亚亚启示，在没有向其他先知所启示的。
Very explicit, detailed thing about the Messiah's coming, and that would be several hundred years.
跟以赛亚启示了非常细节的细节，就是关于弥赛亚的到来。
God could show Isaiah.
神可以向以赛亚启示。
Why?
为什么呢
？He was an empty vessel.
因为他是一个倒空的器皿。
He was a babe.
他是一个婴孩。
He had no answers.
他没有答案。
He wanted God's answers.
他想要神的答案。
His heart was open.
他的心打开了。
He saw himself.
他看见了自己。
And God could fill.
神就可以来充满。
That can happen, and it's supposed to happen for all of us.
这个应该是向我们发生的事情，也应该向我们发生的事情。
When Peter saw himself and said, "Depart from me, I am a sinful man." What was the result?
当彼得看见了说我是请你离开我，我是一个罪人的结果是什么呢？
Who was front and center when the Lord says, "I now can pour out my spirit on mankind"? Who was right there in the center?
谁在那里呢？彼得。
Peter was the one.
彼得就是那一位。
He got up.And he opened up the way for all of us.
他在那里把那个路向我们打开。
The Holy Spirit had never come and indwelt and brought Christ into a man prior to that time.
那个在那之前，基督圣灵是不能够进到人的里面来居住。
And Peter was that messenger to the Jews.
彼得就是向犹太人的一个信徒，使徒。
And how about?The prodigal son.
那个浪子呢
？A ring for his finger.
他父亲给了他一个戒指。
He had the authority of his father.
他有他父亲的权柄。
He was given sandals, meaning shoes, a walk of peace.
他给了他鞋子，就是行路的平安。
He had that robe of righteousness.
他有那个义袍。
Clothed, no longer naked.
衣服不再身的。
Exposed to the world.
对这个世界完全的暴露。
Now he was a son.
现在他是一个。
In his father's.
在他父亲的家里。
That's what we are.
这就是我们。
Where did we have that robe of righteousness?
我们有这个义袍。
God wants to put that ring where kings and priests.
神想把那个戒指戴在我们的手上，为了。
We have his authority to take strongholds of the enemy.
我们有这个权柄，能够攻取敌人的坚固的保障。
Some of you have children who are not walking with the Lord.
我们有些弟兄姊妹儿女还没有与神同行。
How is that changed?
怎么会改变呢
？It's changed. First of all, admitting ourselves, we are sinners.
首先，我们要承认我是一个罪人。
We are people of unclean lips. We have scolded our children.
我们是嘴唇不洁的人，我们责备了我们的孩子。
We have driven them away from the Lord.
我们把他们从神面前赶走。
We take responsibility.
我们来承认我们的责任。
And then we put our foot down with that authority and say, "This is the Lord's ground."
我们鞋子脱下说，这是神的圣地。
If your spouse is not have a friend that you can get together with, and where there's the evidence, the witness of two people, say, "This is the Lord's ground."
这是神的圣地。
That's what the church is all about. It says where there are two or three are gathered.
当有两三个人聚集的时候，这就是神的地，这就是神的家。
And that two or three becomes the, as Jesus makes it very clear, is the thing that can stop the gates of hell.
主耶稣说的非常的清楚，这里可以胜过阴间的权柄。
Jesus was able to say to Peter.Peter, upon this rock I will build my church.
主耶稣对耶稣对彼得说，彼得，我要把教会建立在这个磐石上。
The church is two or three who are called by my name.
有两三个人就可以被称为教会。
Who are one with the Lord and one with one another.
彼此合一也与神合一。
Wall between husband and wife or sister.
在丈夫和妻子之间断的墙，弟兄姊妹之间也没有隔断的墙。
We come into prayer meeting and we say.This is the Lord's territory.
我们来到祷告聚会里面说，这是神的地界。
Say the gates of hell have no right here.
阴间的权柄在这里没有地位。
And the Lord gives that promise that the gates of hell cannot prevail against that witness of two.
阴间的权柄不能够胜过，只要有两三个见证人。
It is the strongest earthly power on this earth.
那是地上最有能力的权柄。
Because it deals with the super cosmic sphere of angelic conflict.
因为这是对付着天上的权柄。
Our children, our own selves, we're no match, brothers and sisters, for the powers of evil that are over this country right now.
我们自己和我们的孩子对于现在对着这个我们这个国家的这个权柄是我们是没有力量的。
Some believe that the archangel that was over Washington, D.C., over this country, been toppled by the arch enemy of a fallen angel.
我们这个空中执政掌权在华盛顿之上所掌权。
And the flood of immorality that has come in the last even 5 years is unbelievable.
在过去五年里面，这个道德的堕落是不能够不能使人相信的。
Yes, evil has always been there.
是的，败坏总是在那里。
But who's responsible? Is it the White House?
谁能负这个责任呢？是白宫吗？
Oh, we would love to blame the president.
我们实在是喜欢来责备着总统。
But who deals with the powers of evil, the principalities of darkness? Who deals with those things?
谁能够来对付这些空中执政掌权的呢？
Does Congress?
是国会吗？
Does the mayor?
是那个市长吗？
No.
不是的。
Two or three.
那是两三个人。
They're in my name.
碰我的名字
I am there.
我就在那里
And the gates of hell cannot prevail.
阴间的权柄不能够胜过他
This is what Peter came into.
这就是彼得所遇见的
This is what the prodigal son came into.
我们来看一看
What was the result of the tax collector?
这个税吏的结果是什么呢
He was justified by God, and God exalted him.
他神使他成为义，神高举了他，抬高了他。
That religious Pharisee was not accepted by God.
那个法利赛人神并不接纳他。
He was judged.
他被审判了。
And how about the Apostle Paul?
保罗呢
？Well, he wrote 13 books.
保罗写了十三本书。
In the New Testament.
在新约的里面。
Tells us something of what happened when this man recognized.This wretched man that I am.
当保罗认识到这个我是罪人中的罪魁的时候
Brothers and sisters, there's two laws.
这里有两个律
There is the law of sin and death, which we are born with.
有一个罪和死律是我们生下来就有的
This is this Goliath spirit in us.
就是那个哥利亚人的那个灵
It has to be cut off.
这个需要被除掉
By faith.
借着信
And with Romans 6:5.
罗马书第六章第五节。
Thank you for allowing me just to go a little bit over time here.
罗马书第六章。
Romans 6:5.
第五节。
For if we have become united with Christ in the likeness of His death, certainly we shall be also.In the likeness of his resurrection.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, that our body of sin, this body of flesh, might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to.Sin. That's the nature in it. Doesn't say sins, but the nature, sin, the old Adam.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。这个是罪的罪性，而不是那个罪的行为。
Our baptism is something that we need to realize daily.
我们每天都要意识到我们的受浸。
Our baptism, in one phrase, is just simply, I was crucified, I was buried, and I arose again with Christ.
用一句简单的话说，就是我与基督同钉、同埋葬、同复活。
When this thing rises up in us,
当我们这个旧我再起来的时候
，whether it's lust, whether it's anger.Whether it's pride,
不管是骄傲，不管是欲望还是骄傲
there must be the spiritual exercise of saying no, and this is where we stand right here on this verse.
我们需要有一个属灵的操练，就是需要说不
This is a mirror of Galatians 2:20.
这是那个加拉太书二章二十节的一个镜子
But this is something we do daily or every time. we are frustrated.
当我们每一次，Every
time we find ourselves worrying.
我们开始焦虑的时候。
Worry is sin.
焦虑就是犯罪。
Every time we have fear.
每一次我们害怕的时候。
It means we're not trusting God.
就意味着我们并不相信神。
And therefore we respond and say, that is dead.
我们的反应就是这就是死。
I'm now alive in Christ. Do you believe that?
我现在在主里面活着，你相信这一点吗？
We have to tell that constantly.
我们需要跟主一直不停地讲。
It's an exercise that we're doing to the day we die.
这是一个操练，一直到我们死的那一天。
What does this do?
这个会做什么呢？
It releases the resources of heaven.
会把天上的那个源头打开。
The fullness of the power of God, Ephesians 3:19, is ours.
那个基督的丰富就是我们的。
Do we experience that power over sin and the law of sin and death?
我们来经历那个能力吗? 经历那个从罪和死的释放里面释放的能力吗?
I will finish with that thought that I said. There are two laws. The first is the law of sin and death.
首先是罪和死的律。
And in that southern verse, this is Romans 8:1-2.
罗马书第八章第一节。
The law is the law of the spirit of life.
而是生命之律。
Do you want resurrection life to come?
你希望那个复活的生命来在我们里面。
That's our new name.
这就是我们的新的名字。
It's not death.
不是死。
When you and I are disappointed, lose our temper, it's death.
当我们失望，当我们发脾气的时候，就是死。
We bring death to our own spirit.
当我们在属灵里面经历死的时候，
and we bring death to those around us.
我们就把这个死带给周围的人。
May we know quickly that our name is Sin or Jacob.
当我们需要很快地认识我们的名字就是死，就是雅各。
And then quickly do something about it.
我们就很快来做一些什么事情。
Say no. That's the old Jacob, that's the old Dale King.
我们说不，那是旧的雅各，那是旧的Dale King.
Put your own name there.
把你的名字放在里面。
But I am under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ.
但是我在那个生命圣灵的律的里面。
The great truth ever stated, ever written in this book or any other book is very simple, two words.
在最大的真理，在这本书里或者其他的书里面所写的就是
in Christ，
在基督里。
That's our inheritance.
那就是我们的
权利。 That's how we're to live by His life.
就是借着他的生命来生活。
And then we can rule and reign with Christ.
这样我们就可以跟他一同做王掌权。
Then we have even a life on this earth of peace and joy.
就在这个地上，我们可以有平安喜乐的生活。Father,
thank you for your word.
父，谢谢，感谢你的话语。It
truly is sharper than a two-edged sword.
的确是比两刃的剑更快。Father,
may we truly be quick to respond and know who we are.
父，愿我们很快能反应我们是谁。That
there is nothing good in our flesh.
在我们的血肉里面没有任何的良善。
But in Christ we have the fullness of God.
但是在基督的里面我们有神丰富。
Oh, what a great gospel.
是这样何等的一个福音。
What a complete gospel.
何等完美的福音。
What a full gospel.
一个完全的福音。
Begins with salvation and it ends with reigning and ruling with Christ.
从拯救开始到最后做王掌权。
Father, I pray that each one of us might come into that reality.
我祷告愿每一个人都活到这个实际的里面。
That we might not live tethered to this earth.
使我们不被这个世界所捆绑。
But that we would be heavenly spiritual people.
使我们成为属天的属灵的人。
Testimony of your life.
你生命的见证。
Now and forevermore.
现在直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.